Scripture this morning comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 16 through 21. For now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view, we know him no longer in that way. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. And this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against him, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. So we are ambassadors for Christ, since God is making his appeal through us. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that him we may become the righteousness of God. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Would you pray with me? Lord God, in 2016, many things happened to us, and also to our loved ones and family members. Some of them are gone to be with you, and no more with us. But some of us, we had challenges at work, family, relationship. Many things happened. Now here we stand before you, Lord, grateful to you that you have given us this 2017 new year. In this we can seek your blessing. We get to serve you and live to your glory. Not everything in our lives are perfect. However, Lord, trusting that as we come before you, hear your word, your Holy Spirit will guide us, speak to us, and empower us. O Lord, tell us your good news of new creation, new hope, and new healing, that we can live our 2017 with great excitement, and also accomplishing things for you and your kingdom. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Happy New Year! If you'd asked me, Pastor, Happy New Year, and with that greeting, and asked me, Pastor, do you really feel happy, excited, New Year? Could I be honest with you? Not much. Before Christmas, I was not that well. I had kind of a bug, and on the weekend, just before Christmas. So on Monday, we're having meeting at 5 p.m. for certain things, and then Diane was asking, Pastor, are you okay? I was not doing well. In fact, I was kind of really down with some kind of a bug. With that, I was not sure whether I can make through Wednesday, this wonderful event, and Christmas Eve, three services, and now on Sunday, two services. And I was not sure, but by God's grace, I was able to make it. And then Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we had the Asian American Minister's Family Retreat. I was to organize and do all that. And Tuesday, funeral in the midst of that. And then going to funeral, I had a little incident. Little incident at the toll. So I had to deal with that. And then after it came back, I was not again feeling well. So as I was thinking, 2017 year, in a few days, we're having New Year and Happy New Year, send card and greet each other, Happy New Year and Happy New Year. But I was asking myself, are you really happy? Are you really excited? Are you really happy? I was asking that question to myself. Are you really happy, excited? What has changed? Anything has changed that'll make you really excited and happy and can say, I look forward to 2017. I'm so excited because. Do I have that? I was asking myself that question. And then, thank you, Reverend Nicole, you are here. And then I got this letter before end of the year from the district office. January 13, joint press preference form due. January 15, statistical table 1 is due. January 15, testers profile due. Church profiles due. And January 31st, statistical table 2 due. January 31st, on and on and on. Some of the meetings that I'm not excited to have, it could be very sensitive. And all those things, again, asking myself, Are you really happy, excited because the calendar changes? And I said, I'm not sure. I was thinking about you. You students, you have to go back. Homework? Some of you have to apply for college, write essays and things. Yeah. What has changed? Parents, Monday is coming. That means you have to go back to work. This holiday break was good and wonderful, having parties and family unions and things, gathering things. Those were good. I'm sure that you enjoyed, had a great time. But the thing is, you have to go back to work on Monday. And some of you, surgery is coming up. Some of you have to decide whether you have that chemo treatment or not. Certain relationships still are challenging. There are many things. The thing is, the fact that we're saying to each other, Happy New Year, and sending cards and all that, the thing is, those don't change much. Still we have challenges. Still have things to do. Still we have to go back to work. Still we have treatment and cancer and other things. So with this question that I was asking myself is, what good news is really there? What good news is really there for us as we remember and cherish that can make us really excited, happy, and looking forward to? Because of that news, we get to say, I'm so excited. I'm really looking forward to 2017. This will be a great year for me and for my family, for this church. What is that? Do you have that? I believe we have that. That's what I'm going to share with you today. We heard from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 16 and the following. In short, the good news that should make us really happy, excited, and looking forward to 2017 is this. You ready for this? In Christ, you and I are awesome new creation, children of God. And the Creator of the universe, the King of Kings, has invited to work for God's kingdom and God's new administration as God's ambassadors. I think that's great news. It's not about money. It's not about news that all your schoolwork's done. You don't have to worry about it. All your health problems, your job and related issues and relationship issues, money and bills to pay and mortgage. Not all those things, problems are gone. Not because of that, but because of this God's promise and assurance that in Christ, everyone, anyone, whoever is in Christ, in the eyes of God, we are, even though we have some aches and pains in our bodies as we are getting more mature, in spite of all that, the great news is, in Christ, we are awesome new creation. And God has invited us to work for God's kingdom and administration as God's ambassadors. That's, I think, great news. So we are going to look into that. In today's reading, it says, Paul, after describing that when one person died, all died, means that as we believe in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection, through our faith and through our baptism, when Christ died and risen, through our faith, we too died with him and risen with him. After that, Paul says, therefore, from now on, we no longer know one another and people from human point of view. The Greek word there means according to human flesh. Even though once in the past we knew Jesus Christ from this human point of view, but we no longer know Jesus from that human point of view. No longer we begin to know and see one another from God's point of view. And what could be the human point of view? A couple of things come to my mind. First, in terms of Jesus' human and humanness, people in the Bible, Pharisees and Sadducees, they talked about, oh, Jesus, you are son of Mary. Oh, we know your father, Joseph. That. Then means when Jesus was growing up, probably some people, they made fun of him. You know, do you know your father? You are illegitimate child. We do not know. Even there was back then, according to some ancient document, Jesus was born between Mary and a Roman soldier. All kinds of things. I'm sure that for Jesus growing up, through Holy Spirit conception, being born, with that background, it was not easy. The question is here before us, do you let your past, your upbringing, your family background, what happened to you as you were growing up, sometimes because of a verbal and other that unhappy, unpleasant experience that we have by experience, oftentimes we tend to define us in terms of our past, the way we are brought up, and what had happened in the past in the family. Do you? And next is often people made fun of Jesus. Oh, you know, he's from Nazareth. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? You must be kidding. Remember that remark? Some of you, I sense that your ancestors goes back to Germany. What was it like during the World War II? Your family. Why do we sometimes say, you know, so-and-so, Italian family and background? Someone from Hungary, Russia, and all that. I'm from Korea and all that. But then sometimes we kind of let those associations of our past, nationality, ethnicity, you know, gender, and those things, we tend to see ourselves from that human fleshly point of view. But not so with God. Another thing is, Jesus, in terms of his vocation and career, was a carpenter. So, you know, oh, Joseph's son, you know, carpenter, you know, what can he do? You know, he doesn't know anything about Torah and the scripture. My question to you and me is, do you let your job define who you are, your value, your identity? Do you? How much you make annually? Do you let that thing define who you are? Your education, your vocation, your success in the job, what kind of house and the things that you have, do you let those things define who you are? Because of that, when you have those things, you're happy and feel excited. When you don't have that, you feel down. Is that what's happening to you? In verse 19, it says, God did not count all our trespasses and canceled and forgiven all our sins. The question there is our past failures, sins that we committed. Oftentimes, we know before God, because of that, even I myself, sometimes I say, you know, actually, almost every Sunday I struggle with this. That is, look at you. Who do you think you are? Standing in front of a people and preaching and teaching God's Word? Remember what you have done in the past? That unwise decisions, that sinful act that you committed. How about if people know about all those your dirty and past sins and failures? Who do you think? Who are you kidding? What do you mean you're standing and preaching? If we let our past failures and sins that we have committed try to define who we are, then we are looking at things from human point of view. No more of that, Paul says. That's all, not some of them, all, everything has passed away under the bridge. And says everything has become new in the eyes of God. From that perspective, you and I are wonderful, beloved, a new creation of God. And God has entrusted us to be God's ambassadors. So the scripture says, here's the good news. If anyone, there's no such thing as if you're a pastor, if you are not that bad, if you haven't done that, well, up to this point, no, it says, if anyone, there's no limitation, there's no exception. If anyone is in Christ, there is new creation. God declares that, proclaims that in Christ Jesus. You and I, regardless of our family background and upbringing, our past, where we came from, gender, ethnicity, education, income, past sins and mistakes, regardless of all those things, in the eyes of God, you and I are precious, beloved, forgiven, new creation adorable, beloved children of God. That's who we are. When the Bible talks about new, in the Bible word, there are two new words of new. You following me? When the Bible says new, there are two words. One is neos. That neos, it means, say, you know, I've been wearing some socks. And over time, it went out. Then I go to Walmart, get a new pair of socks. That's new, right? But there's nothing surprising, exciting at all. I just got a new pair of socks from Walmart. That's neos. There's no excitement, just replacing kind of one out with that's neos. And then another new is kainos. You know what that means? It is something like this. Imagine that Mr. Moses, some miraculous come here and get to see all these new things. And imagine that Mr. Moses get to see 747 Boeing jumbo airplane. And he gets to see it. And what is that? What is that? That's a huge bird. Then you say, Mr. Moses, that's not a bird. That's called airplane. About 300 some people can get in. Pilot can fly that thing. That can fly. What's the speed of that? You know. Then Mr. Moses would respond, "Wow, awesome. That's new." And then, this is newness. When the Bible talks about you and me as new creation, newness, then Mr. Moses will likely to say, "I never seen anything like that. I never heard anything like that." When kainos, when the Bible tells us that, when God declares that you and I, we are new creation in the eyes of God, that means never heard. Never seen anything like that. It is awesome, unprecedented. That kind of awesome, beautiful new, that's how God sees you and me. Regardless of our background, upbringing, past, income, education, gender, ethnicity, that's how God sees you and me. Isn't that awesome? What do you say? Thanks be to God. So, Romans 8:1 there it says, "Therefore there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, because the Spirit of God has set us free from the law of sin and death." We are new. Galatians 6:15 says this, "There is no longer circumcised the Jewish or non-Jewish people. Only what matters is," Galatians 6:15, Paul says, "new creation in Christ Jesus." In this word, all new is kindness. Never heard, unprecedented, never seen anything like this. Awesome, precious and valuable new. That's who you and are. Isn't that wonderful news? This news and this promise of God coming from Almighty God should excite us. Not promotion, getting a little bit more money, better health, not those things. This declaration now from God. With that, things get better and better. Not only God declares and says that you and I in Christ are wonderful, awesome new creation, but at the same time, God says, "I'm going to invite you to be in my administration." You know, January comes, new president. Wouldn't it be honor if newly elected president calls you and says, "Aren't you be on my cabinet?" You know, just think about the job, not who is inviting. Wouldn't that be honor? That is my challenge. How come we are not excited? How come we are not excited? Eternal God, Creator of heaven and earth, the King of Kings, declares that you and I are new creation. And asking us, "You be my ambassadors. You tell people about this hope and healing." And that should really excite us. Amen? This is what we heard today, if I summarize, if this is great news, should excite us and make us happy and looking forward to in 2017. If we really believe this news, take it to our heart and seek to live this out, 2017 will be awesome and great year. What is that? No matter what my feelings say, my past upbringing, income, whatever, have and don't have, who I am, where I come from, regardless of all that, the good news that we believe that is in Christ Jesus, we are awesome. Never heard, brand new, unprecedented, beloved, new creation in the eyes of God. So beloved and cherished. And that God has asked us, you work with me. You work for my kingdom. I'll appoint you to be my ambassadors. That's the great news. And what do we do with that? First is, may I challenge you, try this at least this week. This week. What I'm asking you is this. Whenever any negative thoughts occur to you, I'm not good enough. Oh, I feel bad, you know, my body aches, you know, my income, my job is terrible, my kids, and whenever the negative things crop up, say this loud and clearly, I am a new creation. All past has gone. I'm new creation in Christ Jesus. Say that to yourself again and again and again. Some of us, because we are so much negatively influenced by the world and because of our past and things of our past, we have to say that probably dozens of times each day. If it takes dozens of times or two dozens of times, I challenge you, say that to yourself again and again. What is that? I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. I'm beloved child of God. I'm forgiven. New creation in Christ Jesus. I'm Christ's ambassador. Say that again and again and again to yourself. Right? That's first my challenge. Second is say that to your spouse and to your children too. Ha ha ha. And children and teenagers. Would you say that to your parents? Because they also need encouragement as well. Be nice. Give them some break. When you're upset with your parents, tell your mother, Mom, I love you so much. You are new and beautiful God's creation in Christ Jesus. I love you, Mother. I appreciate you, Mother. And parents say the same thing and affirm with that God's declaration and who we are to your children. And would you do that to your coworkers? And would you greet one another when you come to church next Sunday? Oh, Bobby, you're wonderful and marvelous God's creation. Wonderful. So nice to see you. Right? And one more is, it says, God has called us to be God's ambassadors to tell people about this God, wonderful love of making us new. It's great news of, that we can share with other people. Yesterday, actually a few days ago, I got texting from one of our former church members and saying that her father was in jail in California. He was a very successful business person in real estate business, land development and those things. He was a millionaire, but something didn't go well, and his partner sued him, so he ended up going to jail. So he stayed in jail for 3 years. I knew him before because when he visited the church there, so I knew him and the family. He has been released recently and wanted to come and see me, so we had lunch yesterday. This is his testimony. He said, Pastor, at first I was really bitter. I was angry at God. But over time, I was involved in the Bible study. Soon, I found myself teaching the Bible study. And sometimes every day or every other day, he was able to witness the inmates, Jesus Christ and Little Christ. Hundreds and hundreds of them. So, based upon his experience, actual witnessing, he wrote a Bible study for the inmates on Luke, Acts, and Romans. And then he said, "Pastor, I want to go over my Bible study before I publish it so that I'll be doctrinally correct." So he gave me this. Here's the thing. Here's a person, in spite of his past trespasses and sins and regret, in Christ Jesus, this gentleman claims and believes who he is as a new creation and living out as ambassador of Jesus Christ. He was a millionaire before. He made tons of money successful. But now what he's saying is this. Those things and money and success, those were good. But being new in Christ Jesus and being ambassador of Jesus Christ, helping people to find Jesus Christ, that gave him the greatest joy and honor. And he was in tears with a grateful heart handing this to me. Would you go over and let me know what you think? Sermon title that I put there is, "That You?" This is my challenge to you. Because you and I, with our all heart, believe that because of Jesus Christ, what he has done on the cross, we are new creation. Wonderful and marvelous and beloved, our new creation. And God has asked us, still you be the teacher, okay? Still you work at doctor's office, still you student, keep on doing that, but seek to live as ambassadors of Jesus Christ. In that way, because of your belief and your practice, end of the year, when someone sees you, they are so surprised and say, "Is that really you? I see you are changed, transformed and different. Wonderful. What's your secret? Is that you? Really?" Would you pray with me? Loving God, all of us, we have regrets. Things holding us back. Things that tend to put us down. Things that even the thought of it depress us. But you have given us this great news. Not because of our good work, not because we deserve this, but just total, absolute your grace. By that, Lord, you made us new creation, awesome, beloved children of God. Lord, we give you thanks for this amazing grace, making us new, beloved your children. And also, Lord, thank you for calling us to work with you for your kingdom. Tell people about your love. For this is great honor, O Lord. So we give you thanks and ask that you open our hearts and our soul, that we really believe this your word. And throughout 2017, we live faithfully as your new creation and your ambassadors of your kingdom. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.